Hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Rose Watson with Watson International. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So I know Rose because, how do I know you, Rose?
Well, we're friends.
We're friends.
But we go to church together.
Yes.
At Covenant Life.
And so it's so exciting to get to interview you this morning. So, Rose, you are a life coach.
Yes, I am.
What is a life coach?
Oh, a life coach is someone who helps you with your brain.
Yes. Helps you with your life.
To create a different result in your life.
Who are the kind of people who need life coaches?
People with brains.
You don't want to
so
ask me that.
So not everyone I know then, basically, is what you're saying. No, that's perfect. So everyone could use a life coach.
I think so, yes. Absolutely.
And there are different kinds of life coaches.
There are. So my business, I co-founded with my husband, Michael Watson, mm-hmm. and we collaborate. We have different specialties, each of us, and then we also collaborate together. So, for example, he helps men who tend to self-sabotage. Mm. In their lives, but have tons and tons of potential and ambition. So he works with those men to help them create a life where they no longer burn their own lives down.
Oh, okay.
And I help women, specifically Christian women, to heal themselves as they're healing their marriage after experiencing betrayal or an affair in their marriage. Women who have decided to stay married.
Is that any kind of betrayal or specifically affairs?
Affairs, infidelity. Betrayal is a term that it's very ambiguous, right? So it's kind of depends on your perspective.
Right.
Right. It's relative. So betrayal feels like betrayal, no matter what happened. So I help anyone who's experiencing that. But most of the women I work with, it's an affair. You know, it's an egregious affair.
Got you. I got you. So how did you end up deciding that you wanted to go into this?
Oh, I have been a coach for going on almost a decade. And I first coached when I first got certified and since have had lots of other different certifications. But when I first discovered life coaching, I personally had some weight I wanted to lose and was really bad with my finances. I was in my early 20s, so natural. So I wanted to be better at both of those things. So I got certified. I worked with clients to help them lose weight. And then I went into specialty like behavior change and helping people stop overdoing the things that hurt them, which I still do. I still work with clients on that. I'm just more focused on my ladies, my wives. So, I kind of just slid into self-development and it felt really good. And I love the human mind. And I was in school for psychology. So it all just kind of meshed really well. And then I realized this is the best way to help people. This stuff makes sense. And it actually gets you results. So
you like studying the brain.
I do.
And
I like studying
pathways
people.
And all that stuff.
I do. You know this.
Yes. Tell us about some of that. Like, just get, I think there are probably a lot of people who are, I think probably more people than not are unaware of all of that brain study and neural pathways and how your mind changing behaviors and stuff like that. Like, kind of give a summary of what that looks like.
Oh, it's so fascinating. And there's so much to it. First, now that we know, I think they used to say that your brain was incapable of change at a certain age. You know, like you can't teach an old dog new tricks. But now, of course, as things go, they've discovered that the plasticity of your mind continues on until you die. And so that's such a brilliant thing, right? Because you're always capable of thinking differently. And the way that you think about the world around you, the things that happen to you, the people in your life, that all creates the way you feel and then the way you end up showing up in your behaviors. And of course, the way we show up end up, that's the result we have in our life. It's like, well, if it all starts in your mind and you can change your mind at any time, all I need to know is how to do it, you know? And so that's, I think, We could go on and on the science
but so
of it.
So in a nutshell, it's about learning how to reset and rethink and reprogram your mind.
It's called, one of the main modalities my husband and I use are cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. And that's what that is. It's like learning about the way you think, becoming aware of your own thoughts that are driving your actions, and learning how to shift that. Because most of the time we run on autopilot. Mm-hmm. We don't know what we're thinking. We just see that we have these results that we don't necessarily like, mm-hmm. but we don't know how we keep creating that result. And just becoming aware of your thought, like the root source of where all your behavior comes from, mm-hmm. understanding that, having compassion for it, and then shifting it to something that will get you the result you want. That might be a different amount of money in the bank account. It might be a different body. It might be different relationships.
It may just be like happiness and
a general sense of joy, you know. So all of those results are things that stem from your thoughts. And you're not taught that in school. Mm-mm. No one teaches you how to think well or to feel feelings well. So.
Right.
Yeah. So that's in a nutshell.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Okay. So. Your husband works with men. Do y'all ever end up working like with the couples themselves?
Yes. So that's how we collaborate. So oftentimes we will work with a couple who is experiencing marital strife or they have experienced an affair in their marriage, right? So we have our own testimony, as it were, and our own experience and history through walking through that, which is how we got to where we are. Mm-hmm. And so we combine all of the knowledge we gained during that process of healing and we use it to help other people. And so my husband will often work with husbands, serial affair or serial cheater husbands who just can't figure out why they can't seem to just be faithful. You know,
I've never heard that term. Serial cheaters.
Yeah. Men and women.
That's a thing.
No, totally. Yeah. And we think that like once a cheater, always a cheater, but that's not true.
Yeah.
Because again, you're always capable of change. So we will work with, he'll work with men who really want to learn how to be faithful. They just can't figure out what's happening. And so we kind of break all that down and get to the bottom of it, redesign their thought processes. I know that sounds so fun, but, and then I work with women who are healing, who want to stay in their marriage. They love their husband very much. There's other reasons why they want to stay. It takes just as much courage to leave a relationship as it does to stay in one after betrayal. And I help those women heal themselves so that as their husband is recovering, so that they can be the wife that they want to be. Right. And so they're not always reliant on what their husband's doing and his outcomes.
Do you ever find that when you are working with a woman who is wanting to stay, as she gets healthier, she decides she's not going to stay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's more about her just becoming healthier and
in general, yeah, healing.
Yeah.
Yes. Because regardless of whether you stay or leave, I generally work with women who have decided to stay because an all-in commitment, you show up differently for yourself in the hard times and for your spouse. Okay. However, there does come a time when you learn to love yourself and trust yourself. And I also, part of my practice is developing a really deep relationship spiritually with God and with Jesus. And so if you have found your trust there, oftentimes you're having a wonderful, beautiful marriage. You'll have healed the marriage. There are times when the woman says, okay, this has changed me so much that I love you and I'm leaving. Not I love you, but I'm leaving. I love you and I'm leaving. That does happen. It's pretty rare though, but it's most of the time where maybe the marriage, there was so much growth during that period that you found something in you you'd been kind of ignoring or you didn't know existed, that type of thing. So yes, I always say when it comes to any relationship, whether it's an employment relationship, like you're at a job you don't love or you're in a relationship you don't love, figure out how to fall in love with it before you leave. Leave from a clean place.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Because there's so much work that you're just going to, that you probably need to be doing.
That you'll take with you drag in another relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah. That makes sense. Because you can hate a job or hate anything and you just take it to the next thing because you're constantly thinking that something else is going to fix it.
That's correct.
Well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about if someone wants to, is hearing this and they say, you know what? Oh, that sounds like me. I want to talk to her. What's the next step?
So we try to keep it pretty old school. I am on social media, so you can go to. Okay. No. I'm going to tell you why I keep it like
that's new school.
We're available all those places. So you can find me on Instagram. What's my tag there? Rose Watson Coaching. My husband is Revive Manhood and he's on revivemanhood.com. But I'm on facebook.com. You can find me Rose Watson Coaching as well. my business page is on there. You can also go to howtocutback.com, and that is where all of my overdoing it website is. That's where my home is. So when I say old school, email and phone numbers.
They can call you.
Yes. Okay. So I just, it's one of those personal type of things, mm-hmm. and you want to make it as easy as possible. So to reach out to my husband, you can email him at Michael, the normal spelling, at revivemanhood.com. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to me at Rose at thehealedwife.com.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes, I have a course coming out at the end of June.
Rose at thehealedwife.com. Uh-huh. I love that.
My course is The Healed Wife, and we will have a community called The Healed Wives Club. So it's very cool. I've been working a lot on it. Anyway, aww. That's a whole other topic. But you can also reach out to me at 817-557-7980. And my husband is at 832-352-6567.
And you know what? If you're driving down the road and you're hearing this and you're like, there's no way I had a pin, I don't remember that. All you have to do is contact the chamber, ask me, ask Daisy, ask Shanna, ask Kevin, ask any of us for this information. Say you heard this radio spot and you want this information and we can help you. Or you can contact Rose and say, I heard this, I didn't write down your phone number, I want to talk to you, please call me.
Mm-hmm. Rose at thehealedwife.com.
Yes. And what if someone says, I'm intimidated, like, is this going to be something I can afford or not? What is your first conversation like?
I think, like, we have options that are accessible to everybody, mm-hmm. first off. But investing in yourself is the number one thing you can do, period, in your own brain. Because your brain is what produces how much money you have. Mm-hmm. And your brain is what produces how much time you have and how much love you have, et cetera, and the relationships you have. So make the investment in your mind, because it is honestly the best thing that you can throw money at.
Well, I mean, is if they're going to call you, like, uh-huh. and say, can y'all discuss that
a free consultation, just so you have a good taste of what coaching is. Mm-hmm. So basically just coach you for free. And that's a 45-minute call. And you can sign up with that. I'll give you my link to my calendar, and we can discuss any questions you have of, like, what it looks like. That way we get to know if you dig coaching, or if we're a good fit.
That's good. That's good. I was thinking just a chat about it, but you're actually saying you're going to coach them the first time and let them get a taste of it. So that's,
most people don't know what it's even like. Better.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's great that you're doing that. Okay, we got to wrap it up, sister. Is there anything else you want to say before we go?
No. Okay. I love everybody who's listening out there. And
I love
you.
Everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Everyone out
I do
there.
Love everyone.
Yes. Everybody. All right, guys. So this is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, with Rose Watson with Watson International. Thank you for joining me today, Rose.
Thank you for having me, Julie.
Yes. Give us a call. Give Rose a call if you have any questions, and get your brain right.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.